All right. Hello there and welcome to the One Bad Day Songwriting Podcast. The podcast where we go through the ins and outs of songwriting and have a lot of fun while doing it. At least I am. So my name is Avi from One Bad Day, and I'm an Icelandic singer-songwriter. I've been doing this podcast now for a little bit, and I am having a great time doing it. And this is the fourth episode, and I am so happy that you're here to hear it. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing. And by all means, check out the show notes. There are some affiliate links there that help me to bring you this podcast. So you can go to onebadday.is/episode4 and find all that stuff. This is going to be a little bit different. And of course, this is only episode number 4, so everything is different. But I was going to bring on a guest this week, but it is the holidays and it was a little bit tough. So I decided to put together a little challenge for myself and for you guys, if you're interested. So this is going to be my songwriting challenges for 2019. And, you know, I think it's very important to challenge yourself as an artist, to set goals and different challenges for yourself. And so that's what I'm going to do for 2019. I don't believe in resolutions, stuff like that. You know, I used to try doing that. And well, I'm sure you have as well. And it doesn't always work out, does it? But I think setting goals and challenges for yourself is different, because that's, you know, you're not making a promise and you're not going to bum yourself out if you don't stick to it. You know, you're setting a milestone for yourself. You're going to get there. It doesn't matter if you slack off during January, because that's what we all do. You know you do. but no, I mean, a challenge, a goal, that's different. So, you know, if you stick to it, then you feel really good about yourself. If you slack off a little bit, you can always get back on the horse. I think it's very, very important to not set yourself up for failure. You know what I mean? It's so easy to set yourself up for failure. And, you know, for instance, by, you know, setting a New Year's resolution to say, yeah, I'm going to eat more vegetables and go to the gym every day and whatnot. And then you inevitably don't stick to it 100%. We're all human, right? And then you just start beating yourself up and you feel bad about your life. And that's not healthy. So I think it's very important to set yourself up the right way to begin the new year. So that's what this episode is going to be. It's not going to be so much advice, although this is, I think, going to be very useful. I am going to use all of this for myself. That's why I'm doing this. This is the challenges that I'm setting for myself to make myself a better songwriter, because that's my mission in life, right? Is to become a better artist, a better songwriter. And so I'm going to share these with you, and I hope that you'll join me. So before we get started, I just want to remind you that you can support this podcast and get 2 free audiobooks from Audible if you go to onebadday.is/audible. That'll give you 2 free audiobooks, and you'll be supporting this podcast. Now, as I've repeatedly said before on these episodes, I'm a huge fan of audiobooks. It's one of my favorite things to do, is just go outside for a walk or a jog or something and listen to a great book. And as I said last time, I'm listening to a book called The Children of Time, which is great. I also got a great new Icelandic book for Christmas, which I am very, very excited about. But before I go into the meat of the matter here of this episode, you know, I usually start off by going through the stuff that I have been reading and things like that. But this time I thought I'd start with my favorite things from this year. My favorite TV shows and books and things. You know, because the year is coming to an end and it's nice to look back and reflect on this year. And so this is my sort of little mini list for 2018. So my favorite TV show this year, I don't watch a lot of TV. So I am probably not the best person to ask what the best TV show was. I miss a lot of great stuff. But this year I did watch The Haunting of Hill House, and I love that show. I'm a big horror junkie, and I've watched a lot of horror TV shows, and they're normally not very scary and not that compelling. Some of them are quite fun, but they don't really grip me normally. But The Haunting of Hill House did. I thought it was really, really good. That's how to make proper horror TV, I think. So it's really, really good. When it comes to books, I read a lot of books this year, but not a lot of them were actually new ones. So I don't really have a pick for the best book that was published in 2018. I did read a couple, but they weren't really, you know, the greatest. They were good, but they were not like super great. But I did read a 2017 book this year that I really loved. So that's going to be my recommendation if you're, you know, if you're listening to this looking for recommendations. I read a book called A Book of American Martyrs by Joyce Carol Oates. And it's just a wonderful book. It's beautifully written and it's just, oh, it's great. I highly recommend that. You should check that out. A Book of American Martyrs. Really, really great. Very political, but, you know, not in a preachy way or anything like that. You should definitely check it out. It makes you think. So the best concert I went to this year, I'm a singer-songwriter, and live music is my joy in life. I love playing live, and I love going to shows. I don't do it as much as I wish I did. You know, I have a family, and I work too much, and I wish I had more time and more money. I mean, concert tickets are expensive these days. But I did see a couple of shows this year. Well, I saw a few shows. And I think my favorite one was Iron and Wine. They played in Iceland, and it was lovely. It was a wonderful, wonderful show. I love Iron and Wine, and I was so happy to get to see that guy live. It was fantastic. I also got to see Dennis LeCourier, the singer from Dr. Hook. He did a Dr. Hook show in Iceland. And I got to see that, and that was just wonderful. I really loved it. I'm a big Dr. Hook fan. And so even though, of course, you know, it's not the same seeing, you know, just that one guy with a bunch of session artists, well, with his own band, but, you know, it's not Dr. Hook. But still, it was great for, you know, a big fan like me. My favorite shows that I played, like every year, it was the Melodica Festival. If you have never heard of the Melodica Festival, you should look it up. It's an international singer-songwriter festival that takes place in many cities around the world. This was the 11th year. It has taken place in Reykjavik, in Iceland. And it was great. It's always great. I love playing it. I play it every year. I have played every single Melodica Reykjavik since the start, and it was great this year. This year, I also got to play Melodica Nottingham. So I went to Nottingham, England, and played the Melodica Festival there, and that was also wonderful. And I want to give a shout out to my friend Rob Madison, who made that happen. He's just a phenomenon. He's a fantastic guy, and he did a wonderful job with the Melodica Festival in Nottingham, which I don't think is going to happen in 2019 because of the whole Brexit thing. So, that's a sad thing. However, in 2019, I will be playing Melodica Reykjavik as usual. We're thinking about doing Melodica Hafnarfjörður, which is another town in Reykjavik, which is the town where I live. Just outside Reykjavik. So we're thinking about doing like a tiny little experimental Melodica here. This is the first time this is being announced, by the way. So if there are any singer-songwriters out there who want to check out either the new one or Melodica Reykjavik, which is a slightly larger one, definitely do that. And I am going to be playing Melodica Nashville in October, which is going to be great. So if you don't know what the Melodica Festival is, again, it's an international festival. It's a very small volunteer run festival. And it's It's this really intimate, wonderful thing where singer-songwriters sit around and play songs, and you know, people just come and go. The entrance is always free. Nobody gets paid. International artists get, so there are basically there are it's free, but people pay donations. There's donations at the door, and the donations go towards the traveling expenses of the international artists. So, you know, it is it's a great concept, and it's always a lot of fun, and you get to meet people from all over the world. You make new friends and you network within the singer-songwriter global community. So definitely check that out. There are Melodica festivals all over the world, so you should Google it, check it out if they have one near you. And, you know, if you like to play acoustic sets, you don't have to be a troubadour necessarily. You can just, you know, anybody can play it. You just need to do a sort of a, you know, a more acoustic type thing. A lot of, you know, we have electronic artists play it as well and things. So I highly recommend that. Anyway, I digress. This is supposed to be a songwriting podcast, I guess. But I'm going to go through this. I'm going to go through my list. So I think my favorite, I'm leaving out my favorite live gig of the year, which was my release concert where I played a theater in my hometown, and it was filled to the gills. There were like almost 200 people, and it was just wonderful. It was me and my band, and we played a 3-hour show, and it was the best gig of my life. It's going to be hard to top that, but I'm going to try. Moving on to, yeah, my favorite movie of this year, I think I have to say Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen film. Now, you know, I'm a huge Queen fan. I've been a Queen geek since I was like 12 years old. And, you know, I've listened to all their stuff like countless times throughout my life. And I know their story very well, and they don't do that very accurately in the film. They play very fast and loose with facts in that film. In fact, it annoyed me a little bit to begin with, but then once I sort of said to myself, you know what? I'm watching a fictionalized account of Queen. I'm watching a piece of fiction starring Freddie Mercury. I loved it. Once I got over that factual disconnect, I was really happy with it, and it's a wonderful film, and Rami Malek is unbelievable in that movie. He should win every single award in the universe. Obviously the music is what makes that film awesome, and I really love the music. And favorite albums of this year? I couldn't choose one. Well, I mean, obviously my album was my favorite album of the year. My album, A Bottle Full of Dreams, you know, you should definitely pick that up. You can do that on my website, onebaddate.is. You can get a couple of songs from it from free if you go to onebaddate.rocks. Definitely check that out. It is, I'm really happy with it. You know, it took me 10 years to finish that album, to finally get it out there. So I'm very happy with it. And, you know, definitely check out the song. So onebaddate.rocks. It's a great place. You can hear a couple of songs for free. It's not on Spotify or anything, so if you want to hear it, that's the only place to do it. But yeah, there are two albums that I've listened to a lot that were released this year, which I really loved. It was God's Favorite Customer by Father John Misty and The Deconstruction by Eels. Now, these are not these artists' best work in either case, but they're pretty good albums. So I was pretty happy with those. Anyway, if you want to support this podcast, again, onebaddate.is/audible. You can get 2 free audiobooks. I recommend the audiobook version of A Book of American Martyrs. It's a great book. You can also, if you want to check out any of this stuff, you can go to Amazon through my affiliate link, which is onebaddate.is/Amazon. And, you know, I get a little cut if you do any shopping. It doesn't cost you any extra, but it helps me to bring you this podcast. And I would be very, very happy for your support. And the same with, you know, you can get free trials of Amazon Kindle if you go to onebaddate.is/Kindle. and a 30-day trial of Amazon Prime if you go to onebet8.is/prime. So those are some ways to throw me a little support if you like what you hear. All right, so it's time for the meat of the matter. So these are my songwriting challenges for 2019. And, you know, these are, again, these are things that I plan on doing. And this is, these are challenges, and I don't know if I'll stick to them. So I have one big challenge and then like four smaller challenges, right? And I think the big one, that's the one that's going to give you the most, or give me the most bang for my songwriting buck, right? This is the one thing that I know is going to make me a better songwriter. I used to do a similar thing to this, but not, it wasn't really a structured thing, but now I'm going to do it. And so what I'm going to do, and what I challenge you guys to do as well, is to write one song per week, all year long. Now hear me out. Now, I know this sounds like a lot, but what I want to do is to block off 2 hours every single week, preferably the same time every week. So I'm thinking maybe Sunday morning or Sunday evening, something like that. Just sit down and do some speed writing for 2 hours. Just write, start from scratch every single time and just write for 2 hours. And if I finish a song in less than 2 hours, which I have been known to do, then that's cool, then I finish early. But if I'm not done in 2 hours, I can keep going, or I can just stop there with a half-finished song. That's fine. Doesn't matter if I don't finish the song, but I want to write for 2 hours at least every single week. And always start working on a new song. And then sometime during the week, I can pick up that song and keep working on it and polishing it and whatever, or not. Maybe what I write that day is crap. But I'm going to record every single thing. And I have mentioned before that I keep a sort of a database of lyric ideas. And I also keep a folder with recorded song ideas that aren't finished. And it's a very good idea to have something like this, to have a database of ideas and sort of half-finished things. Because when you're stuck for ideas, when you really need to finish a song, and you're stuck for ideas, maybe you can't think of a song, maybe you can't think of a lyric, maybe you can't think of, a middle section for your song. So then it's great to have this, you know, you can just go and look through it. Or, you know, I mean, if you're a guitar player, if you do rock music and you like to come up with riffs, it's a great thing to have little riffs saved in a folder somewhere, a little database of guitar riffs. So if you're working on something and you need a riff, you can go through that and find something. This sort of thing, I mean, I'm not the most organized person in the world, but this is one thing that where I think you have to be a little bit organized. Just have a folder on your computer or somewhere, and maybe it's just a little thing on your phone or whatever. Just make sure that it's backed up somewhere, and just keep all of your stuff there. I mean, I have things on Google Drive. I have folders on there. That's the thing that I use. I have a subscription there, so I have a bunch of space. And I just put everything on my Google Drive. And I try to label everything as clearly as possible. And that's where I have all my ideas. So here is my challenge. Let's do this. Let's write every single week. And let's write a song per week. You know, because if you do this, you know, if you just spend, it could even be an hour. It could be a half an hour. It doesn't matter. Just start on a new song every single week. And even if you just have a very basic idea, even if you don't come up with anything except a chord progression or a couple of words for lyrics or something, you know, if you do it every week, at the end of the year, at the end of 2019, you will have 52 new ideas and very possibly quite a few finished songs. So it's going to, you know, it's going to increase your output a lot. And it's going to make us better songwriters, guys. That's what it's going to do. Because the one thing that works better than anything else to improve your craft as a songwriter is to write. And that's it. That's the one big thing. So this is my big challenge. Write every week. Write one song per week all year long. So I'm going to keep you posted on this. And hopefully, you know, you'll let me know if you're going to do this. And let's go through it together. Maybe we'll maybe I'll start a Facebook group. Tell you what, I'll start a Facebook group around this. And I'll let you know in one of the upcoming episodes. So that's my big one. Now I have four small ones. So my challenge number two is to release music. Now I released my album this year finally after spending 10 years working on it. And now I want to just be better at getting that thing done. So I am going to release more music this year. I have a live album that I really want to put out there. Because I recorded that great release show that I told you about. I really want to put that out there just digitally as a sort of a small release. And I am working on an album with my theater music. And so I am going to get that out there in 2019. So that's my challenge. That's my goal. So, and I think you should all challenge yourself to do this. If you are a recording artist, of course, many people are songwriters, but not recording artists. But, you know, then try to get somebody else to release your songs. Just challenge yourself, set yourself a goal to release music. I mean, you know, maybe you release music all the time. Who knows? You know, in that case, maybe challenge yourself to release more music. Or maybe if you feel like you're in a rut and because you're like stuck in a loop of releasing music and writing and da da da, maybe release less music. Who knows? But the main thing here is just to step outside your comfort zone a little bit, which I sort of did this year, but I just want to keep it going in 2019. So by all means, you know, releasing music is easier than it ever has been. Just do it. Get your music out there. That's my challenge number two. Now, number three, this is especially important for me, I feel. This always makes me, you know, every time I do this, I get better as an artist. And that is to play more gigs. Now, I play a decent amount, but I want to play more. It makes me a better performer. And I'm, you know, again, I consider myself a pretty good performer, but every time I sort of go out there and I book a few gigs with the minimum space between, it really makes me a better artist. And so I just want to keep doing that. I want to play more gigs. I want to play more original gigs. Again, I'm if everything works out, I'll be going to Nashville to play the Melodica Festival next October. That's going to be great. And I'm hoping to be able to play more in Iceland and outside Iceland as well than I have in previous years. And, you know, you should definitely challenge yourself. Again, provided that you are a performing artist, maybe you're not. In that case, this challenge won't apply to you. But I do challenge all of you who are performing artists and songwriters who are performing your own music to play more gigs where you play your original music. You know, I mean, I've played a lot of cover gigs and that doesn't count. Right? It's you're playing your original music. Those kinds of gigs are just the best. And that's what we want to do more of. So that's my challenge number three. Play more gigs with your original music. And I will, again, keep you posted on my how I'm doing with this. And hopefully I'll be able to play some of the new songs that I'll be writing every week on some of those gigs. So challenge number four is to write some songs in a completely new style that you've never written anything in before. And this goes to a little bit to the first episode of this podcast where I was talking about, you know, writing or sort of stepping outside your comfort zone to get out of a rut. I think it's always very healthy to explore new things and new areas. So, you know, one of the things I actually did get challenged the other day to write a punk song. So I might have to do that. And, you know, I just really want to come up with new stuff in genres and styles that I have never explored before. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, maybe I'll do, I don't know, reggae, dubstep. I wouldn't even know how to start doing that. But I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. Hip hop. Who knows? We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to challenge myself. And, you know, maybe there should be a right five new songs. One sounds too easy for a whole year. Well, we'll see what happens. Just write music in a new style. So I challenge you guys to do that. Write something that sounds nothing like anything you've ever done before. And again, this doesn't have to be, you know, you should try to make it great. But, you know, if it turns out bad, whatever, you throw it away. Or preferably you keep it and maybe you can Frankenstein a couple of things out of there to use in something else if you're not happy with the song you came up with. But then again, maybe, you know, you'll write a death metal song that's just that will break the internet because it'll be so good. Who knows? There's only one way to find out, right? So by all means, try that. Try writing something completely new. So that's my challenge number four. Now, my last challenge, my fifth one, is this, I think, is going to be especially great for me. And I think it's going to be good for anybody who tries it. And that is to collaborate with new people. So I want to collaborate with, you know, I've done some collaborations throughout the years. I haven't really written many songs collaboratively. I have. I usually tend to write alone. Usually most of my collaboration happens after the song is mostly written. Then I'll get, you know, my band's input or the theater company when I've been working with in the theater. You know, I'll get some input from those guys and it'll change the song up a bit. But, you know, I will usually have the sort of skeleton ready. So it's more, you know, fleshing it out that's collaborative. But I have written some songs collaboratively, and I want to do that this year. I want to challenge myself to, you know, to collaborate more and collaborate with people that I've not collaborated with before. I don't have any ideas as to who they will be yet, but who knows? You know, I mean, my plan for this podcast is to interview some people, so maybe I'll meet somebody. This will be a little matchmaking thing this year. So that's my final challenge for me and for you guys. You know, collaborate with new people. You know, for some of you that might mean writing music for new performers. If you're a songwriter who writes for the same people, if you don't perform your songs yourself, or maybe you don't do that all the time, maybe write for somebody you've never written for before. Or again, you know, find somebody to collaborate with on writing the song. And, you know, somebody that you have never worked with before. And again, this is all, I mean, these are all things that could very well fail. But that is, I think, always the biggest thing for any artist. And it was a lesson that it took me so many years to learn this. And that is that failure is good. You know, you need to fail. Because if you don't fail, then you won't know what failure is. And you won't know how to succeed. And because I used to be in stand-up comedy. And it was a really, when I started out in stand-up comedy, I did really well. I had, like, my first five or six gigs were just great. I could do no wrong. People were rolling around laughing. And then I started to have bad gigs and people would not laugh. And it is the most horrific thing you can possibly do, to stand on a stage and tell a joke and nobody laughs. It is, there's nowhere to hide, man. It's terrible. So, you know, it would be so awful. And because I had only known success for, I mean, not a very long time. I was still a very new comedian, but it was a big shock. And, you know, but it taught me failure, you know, and it was a hard lesson, but it was a good lesson. And so, you know, I mean, you have to learn how to face adversity and you have to know what failure looks like. And I always say you can't succeed unless you fail. And hey, you know, when you're writing a song and you fail, it's a very safe space to be in. You know, you write something that you don't like, so what? You spent a little time, you did what you love to do, and it didn't work out. That's fine. So, you know, if you find somebody to collaborate with and your collaboration doesn't work out at all, and maybe you hate each other, and it'll be fast. So what? You tried it. Now you know. You know, but maybe it'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. So, you know, you always have to allow yourself to fail. And again, you know, if you sit down every week and like half of them are terrible failures, and you just, half of them are, there's nothing usable. Maybe you sit around for 2 hours plucking away at your guitar or hammering on your piano and nothing comes out, just nothing, not even a chord. You just can't come up with anything. That's fine. If that happens 50% of the time, but you do sit down every week throughout the whole year, you'll still have 26 new songs. So do it. I challenge you guys. Let's do this together. Let's write a song every week, all year 2019. Let's release music this year. Let's play more gigs. Let's write something completely different from everything we've ever done. And let's collaborate with new people. And let's just have a great time in the new year. So anyway, that's me. I'm Ave from One Bad Day. I'm so happy that you're listening to this. By all means, subscribe to this podcast. It helps me a lot. And again, the Amazon links are there if you want to support me, you know, by through your Amazon shopping, onebadday.is/Amazon/Audible/Prime/Kindle. You can do that. You can find the show notes for this episode if you go to onebadday.is/episode4. And there will be links to some of the stuff I've talked about on this episode. I'd love to hear from you. There are, you can reach me by email. If you write me at Eyvi, that's EYVI@onebadday.is. You can go to onebadday.rocks to get my free songs. And there's also a contact form there. If you want to, reach me, you can leave a comment, beneath this show on my website, onebadday.is/episode4. And again, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to these episodes. I hope you'll continue to listen in the new year. I am very hopeful that I'll have a guest for you next week. So that's going to be fun. I'm going to leave you with one of the songs from my album. I'm very happy with this song. Again, the album is called A Bottle Full of Dreams, and you can get it on my website, onebadday.is. I am very proud of it. So I'm going to leave you with this song, and I will see you next week. Until then, folk on.
Okay. to stay.
Whoa, whoa.